And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 1st of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the first female astronomer, Maria Mitchell, 1818, the island of Nantucket, Massachusetts, daughter of Quaker parents who believed that girls should have the same access to education. Her father was an amateur astronomer, and the girl learned the mathematics of astronomy when she was very young. By the age of 12, she was assisting her father with his astronomical observations. Then she opened and ran her own school for girls, training them in the sciences and math. And October 1st, 1848, she focused her father's telescope on a distant star and suddenly realized she was looking not at a star but at a comet, and she recorded its coordinates, and the comet became known as Miss Mitchell's Comet. In 1865, she was the first woman appointed to the faculty of the newly formed Vassar College for Women. It's the birthday of Herman Melville, 1819, New York City, born to a family of Revolutionary War heroes and merchants who had fallen on hard times. He left school to become a bank clerk, then he tried farming, teaching. He took to sea at the age of 18 as a cabin boy on a merchant ship bound for Liverpool. Came back, tried his fortune in the West. He saw the prairies, he saw the Mississippi headwaters, the Falls of St. Anthony, returned to the East. 1841, he signed up for the whaling ship, the Acushnet, to look for whales in the Pacific. It was an adventure. He jumped ship in the Marquesas. He was held by a band of Polynesians. He escaped from them, jumped that ship, made his way to Hawaii, and then back to the mainland. He was 25 years old, and he wrote about his adventures in Polynesia and about whaling in his first novel, Typee, which was an instant bestseller. Then he wrote another one, O Mu. And then, under the influence of the Transcendentalists and Nathaniel Hawthorne, he wrote his masterpiece, Moby Dick, which got mixed reviews, which disappointed his fans who were looking for another adventure story. And Herman Melville settled into life in New York City as a customs inspector. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker, Surfer Girl. I'm walking on the beach this cold, brisk morning, the bleached seagrass bending in the wind, when there up ahead in the pewter waves I see a surfer in his wetsuit, sleek as a seal, cutting in and out of the curl, shining in the light. I'm on the far side of 60, athletic as a sofa. But this is where the longing starts, the yearning for another life, the one where I'm lithe and long-limbed, tanned, California bronze, short, tousled hair full of sunshine, the life where I shoulder my board, stride into the waves, dive under the breakers, and rise, my head shaking off water like a golden retriever. I'm waiting for that perfect wave so I can crouch up and catch it, my arms out like wings, slicing back and forth in the froth, wind at my back, seas slick metal polished before me, nothing more important now than this balance between water and air, the rhythm of in and out, staying ahead of the break, choosing my line like I choose these words, writing my name on water, writing my name on air. Surfer Girl, a poem by Barbara Crooker from her collection More, published by CR Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.